there's a few differences that I think are important. One is the House version of the bill is that the school districts that get the additional funding can use it this year, and if necessary, they can carry it over into next year. The biggest thing is this amount of money was $27.2 million, and it comes out of the year-end balance this year. The Senate version would be that the schools have to use the money next year, and then that would come out of the general budget next year. It's a good thing to help these schools that incurred costs as far as having students in person. And then this also allows that schools that were impacted by the derecho that couldn't go to school no matter what because they had damage to a school building or access to the internet and that type of thing.